Like I said in my video, Mary is the Ark of the New Covenant. In order to understand the Marian dogmas of Immaculate Conception, perpetual virginity, the Assumption into Heaven, and Divine Motherhood, we must understand certain concepts, prefigurements, foreshadows, typologies, and prophecies about Mary that are in the Old Testament. I have a video titled, Mary is the Woman in Genesis 3:15. I suggest you watch that one before you watch this one. But let's look at that passage real quick. This is at the fall, after Adam and Eve ate the fruit and their eyes were opened. God is doling out punishments, and this is the punishment for the serpent, or Satan. God says to the serpent, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Now all Christians agree that the serpent is Satan, and that the child or seed of the woman is Jesus. Well, if the child is Jesus and Jesus' mother is Mary, then the woman prophesied in Genesis 3:15 must be Mary. This is called the Proto-Evangelium, or First Gospel. The first time the gospel was proclaimed was by God himself. God is saying, what you have caused now, the fall of man, I will fix later, the redemption of man. It is a prophecy of the coming of Jesus and the redemption of humanity. No Protestant would deny that. Notice, however, there are two people involved in this prophecy. Just like there were two involved in the fall, a man and a woman, two are involved in the redemption, a woman and her child. And just as Jesus is the new Adam, Mary is the new Eve. Now, I'm sure some of you are saying, well, there you Catholics go making Mary equal to Jesus again. The idea being that humanity fell because of Adam and Eve collectively. But that's not true. 1 Corinthians 15:21 through 22 says, For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. Paul doesn't say death came through a man and a woman. He says it came through a man, Adam. Adam is solely responsible for the fall of humanity, just as Jesus is solely responsible for its redemption. If the serpent had went directly to Adam and left Eve out of it, and Adam ate the fruit, humanity would have fallen, including Eve, because all come from Adam, including Eve. Likewise, if Adam refused to eat the fruit, we wouldn't have fallen even though Eve had eaten it. You might say, well, then why didn't the serpent go directly to Adam then? Probably because he knew Adam wouldn't disobey God for him, but he might for his wife. And to be sure, Eve is not innocent. She cooperated with the serpent to cause the man to fall. She gave him the forbidden fruit and said, eat. So she is an accomplice. Her actions indirectly caused our fall, but not directly. Think of it this way. Let's say Eve loaded a gun, gave it to Adam, and said, kill that man. Whether the man gets killed or not is solely up to Adam, but if he does decide to pull the trigger, Eve will share in his guilt because she helped him do it. Mary's obedience to God undoes Eve's disobedience. Mary cooperated with God to bring about redemption and supplied the fruit, her body, that Christ took his humanity from. Since Eve was a virgin, Mary was a virgin. Since Adam and Eve were without sin before the fall, Jesus and Mary are both without sin. This makes Mary the co-redemptrix, or the woman with the Redeemer. Now, don't get all bent out of shape about the word. It means with, not equal to. Our redemption comes from Christ on the cross. And just as humanity would not have fallen if Adam had refused the forbidden fruit, redemption would not have happened if Christ refused the cross, and Mary's cooperation would have all been for nothing. In a sense, Paul proclaims himself to be a co-redeemer as well. Colossians 1:24. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. What he is saying is he has to suffer so others can hear the gospel and be saved. Jesus shows his will for this in Acts 9:16, for I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. Jesus did not appear to everyone in the world and say, hey, I did this for you, will you accept it? That was up to Paul and the other apostles, who suffered tremendously as a result and even suffered death. We are all called to be co-redeemers, aren't we? But Mary's co-redemption is superior to all others, for without her, redemption would not have even come into the world. Of course, the early church understood Mary's role as the new Eve. The Justin Martyr in the second century, Jesus became man by the Virgin in order that the disobedience which proceeded from the serpent might receive its destruction in the same manner in which it had derived its origin. For Eve, who was a virgin and undefiled, having conceived the word of the serpent, brought forth disobedience and death. But the Virgin Mary received faith and joy when the angel Gabriel announced the good tidings to her that the Spirit of the Lord would come upon her and the power of the Highest would overshadow her. Therefore also the holy things begotten of her is the Son of God. And she replied, be it done unto me according to thy word. Irenaeus, the second century, what is joined together could not otherwise be put asunder than by the inversion of the process by which these bonds of union had arisen, so that the former ties be cancelled by the latter. It was that the knot of Eve's disobedience was loosened by the obedience of Mary. For what the Virgin Eve had bound fast through unbelief, this did the Virgin Mary set free through faith. Tertullian, the second century, as Eve had believed the serpent, so Mary believed the angel, the delinquency which the one occasioned by believing, the other by believing effaced. St. Jerome, the fourth century, death came through Eve, but life has come through Mary. Until my next video, God bless.